Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody want to press a little further? Anybody want to press a little further? Somebody lift your voice into the Lord. Tell him, God, I want to press a little further. Press in your presence, Jesus. Come on, we about to get out of your way, but we want to press a little further. Amen. If I can just press in your presence, behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence and leave all my cares behind me, I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just lay at your feet, for I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just praise at your feet right here. Tell the Lord you want to press a little deeper. Oh. Somebody tell the Lord, if I can just press,
if I can just press
in your presence,
behold the beauty of your face.
If I can just press in your presence and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence and leave all my cares where they are, I will be whole. I still believe. I will just lay at your feet. But I will be whole. I still believe. I will just praise at your feet.
family. You see, the family has many ingredients. It has marriage, children, proper parenting, singleness. Many ingredients in the family. But one of the greatest problems that we have confused in this day progress for advancement. See, it is possible to advance and not progress. We've advanced a lot, but we have not progressed. We have advanced to the point where we are so sophisticated, but yet we are more beastly than our cavemen dwellers. We have confused sophistication with wisdom. It seems to me the further that we can get away from God, the more impressed society is with themselves. Tonight I'm going to discuss with you the purpose of the family. But first I want to define the word purpose, a word that describes the concept of the original intention for the creation of a thing. Now you've got to stay with me. You young people, you teenagers, now you got to listen to me, because today, tonight, I'm going to lay the foundation for this message, and I'm going to get the foundation started, and then next Wednesday I'm going to, maybe it'll take 1 or 2 weeks, but I'm going to finish this. But purpose, what a purpose, it describes the concept of the original intention for the creation of a thing. And the second thing you must remember, purpose is the original reason why something was made. I hope you get this. Do you get this? Purpose is the original reason why something was made. Now, write this down, because if you get this in your spirit, it will save you a lot of time of being frustrated about what you're doing here. See, teenagers, listen to me. Tell yourself this every day. I was created for a purpose, and the purpose is the reason that I'm here. See, God had the purpose before he ever created you. That's the reason a lot of people are in trouble. What is the cause of anything being created? Well, it's something that the manufacturer wanted that caused him to create a product to get it. Man wanted a microphone. So a manufacturer wanted a microphone, so he had to want it in order to create the product. So God wanted a family. And so he created a family because he wanted the product. What caused him to make it was purpose. He had a purpose for the family. The product exists to fulfill the cause. See, purpose produced you. Did you hear me? Purpose produced you. When Sunbeam decided that they needed a knife to be in the kitchens of homes across America, they created something that would chop onions and tomatoes, and so they designed a knife, and they designed this product that it would be so effective and efficient in the home. And so they created it, they designed it, they produced it, they give it to the retailer, and the retailer sells it to the consumer. Now, the purpose of this knife was in the mind of the manufacturer before he ever created it. So the purpose of the knife was not for the knife. You're going to get this after a while. See, the purpose of me wasn't for me. See, a lot of you, that's the reason you're so frustrated. You think God give you to you for you. That's the reason you're so messed up in your mind. See, it was in the mind of the manufacturer. That's the reason the manufacturer sends with his product a manual. the manufacturer sends the manual. The manual is his mind on paper. That's the reason that God sent us the manual. This is God's mind on paper. This is God. This tells you why he made the product and the purpose for the product. And if you go according to the manual, you will run well and efficient and for a long time. Hallelujah. Only the manufacturer can write the manual. It is against the law for anybody else to write a manual about a product other than the manufacturer. That's the reason they say don't use this until you read the manual. We never do, do we? And we reason the same reason we don't read this. We think we can do it without the manual. We just go ahead headlong. When we talk about marriage, we don't go to the manual and say, what does this manual say about marriage? What does this manual say about raising my children? We just go ahead and do it, and then we fall in the ditch, and we fall in the pit, and then we wonder, and we say, oh, God! See, but you can buy this knife. You can put it in your kitchen, in your drawer, chop your onions and your tomatoes, do whatever is necessary according to the manual. But somebody might break into your house and use that same knife to take another person's life. The knife is very innocent, yet it was used to destroy another life. Listen to me, just because somebody abuses a product doesn't mean the manufacturer stops making it. Just because the Ford automobile killed over 3,000 people last year doesn't mean that Ford stops making it. They just know that if you follow the instructions, if you drive that thing safely, and if you take care of it, that it will do what it's supposed to do. They believe in their product. God still has faith in the family. They know it will work if you use it according to the manual. If it doesn't work, you don't blame the manufacturer. If you go according to the manual, see, God is the supreme manufacturer. The Bible said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He said, all things were made by him, and without him was nothing made. So God is the supreme manufacturer. Therefore, he is the only one that knows the purpose for everything. This is so simple, yet we are so ignorant of it. See, they don't teach you this in school. They don't teach you this in college. Not one time while I was going to school did they ever tell me that God was the manufacturer and the creator of all things, and he only knew the true purpose for every created thing. See, what we were getting was information without revelation. That's what you call knowledge without wisdom. God didn't create anything until he first purposed it. When you read Isaiah, the 46th chapter, around verse 8 and 10, it tells you the mind of God. He purposed this earth before he ever made it. God never started anything until he finished it. See, that's hard for our minds to comprehend. In other words, there was something that God wanted that made him create something to get it for him. So God wanted a family. So he created man, the product, in order to get the purpose. That means you're here because there was a purpose for you to fulfill. That includes the family. The Bible said that we perish because of the lack of knowledge. So wherever you are perishing, if it is on your marriages, if it is in your children, if it is on your health, if it's in your body, if it's in your mind, if you are perishing, it is an indicator that you are ignorant in that area. Go with me to Hosea. If you don't want to turn there, just listen to me. Hosea, the 4th chapter, and verse 6, it says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. That thou should be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." Now, listen to me. I'm going to go someplace with this. So whenever you're perishing, whatever area is not going well in your, that means you are ignorant in that area. It is impossible for you to lose if you use the manual. Impossible. If you go according to the word of God, it is impossible for you to lose. Because, see what we do, so if you're losing, there is something that you don't know. See, Satan does not supply ignorance. He takes advantage of it, but he cannot supply ignorance. If our family is falling apart, if our children are rebelling, if our marriages are deteriorating, if our homes are perishing, then we can't blame the devil. Because God said it's because of ignorance that we are being destroyed. And see, that one line is very important. It says, because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you. And I want you to write this down. It is impossible to reject something that's not available. This is going to get you some head sense. You ain't going to jump no pews tonight. You ain't going to be running no aisles. But this is going to help our families. We need it, don't we? We all have problems in our families. But it is impossible to reject something that is not made available to you. No matter what source it comes in, God's going to see that it's available to you, that it's somewhere in this manual, or it'll be in a voice, it'll be in a prophet, it will be in a preacher, it will be in a teacher, it will be somewhere available to you. Because he knows the danger of ignorance. It is impossible to have wisdom without knowledge. Because wisdom is the ability to use knowledge effectively. Did you hear me? Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge effectively. The last line says that you can't represent me. You cannot be a priest to me because you don't know me. Don't try to speak for me because you don't understand what you're talking about. He said, therefore, I must reject your children. Now, that makes sense to me. It might not make sense to you, but because if you're ignorant and you teach your children everything you know, that's the reason that you can't be a father to your children, is because your father didn't know how to be a father to you. Therefore, you're passing on to your son how that he's not going to be a father either. That's what I'm doing tonight. I'm trying to transfer some knowledge to you. Then your children have the same problems you have. You've seen your daddy beat your mama, now you're beating on your wife's head. Because you think that that's the only way that you can, you're not strong enough, you're not a man enough to sit down and say, now listen, I love you like Christ loves the church, and there's some things we need to discuss, and we need to sit down here. See, that's the reason that you're following in your father's footsteps. It's the reason you're following in your mother's footsteps. It's not the devil. It's the wrong information. And it's the transferring of the wrong information. I've heard people say, well, I'm older than you and you need to listen to me. Age doesn't make you smart, it makes you old. See, if you didn't know algebra when you were taught when you were 10 years old, if you're 100, you still don't know algebra. Knowledge does not come by years. It comes by learning. The Bible said, seek for it, dig for it like a treasure. In other words, it's hid, and you're going to have to dig for it. You're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to give up some time for it. But you've got to get it hanging around your neck. Embrace it. Hold to it. Don't let it go, because it's your source of life. And it doesn't come easy. See, you're in here. Many of you have been divorced. And the reason that you are divorced is because of the lack of these three things that you did not get in Proverbs 24. You did not have understanding, you did not have wisdom, and you didn't have knowledge. In other words, in order to have a happy home, you have to start with three things: wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Some people come to church just to get out of the house. There are three things that were listed here. Love was never mentioned. See, love does not make a marriage work. If you marry someone because they love you, it will never work. Or just because you love them, you are going to have major problems. I know you don't believe that, because Hollywood has taught you that you just fall in love and you can live on love. But I mean, I'll tell you, after a few days, you'll starve to death. You believe Hollywood, but you do not believe Proverbs 24 and 3. The Bible says wisdom makes a house, and understanding puts peace in every room. See, being saved and filled with the Holy Ghost don't make it work. People think, oh, if I can just find somebody saved, honey, I'll marry him if he's just saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. You need to ask some of these Christians around here how they're getting along, and you'll find out just being saved and talking in tongues don't get it done. Salvation is necessary, but that alone does not make a marriage work. I told you the other night, most of the time that I have counseled people, it's one of them come in and both of them sitting there, the woman crying and the man sitting there, you know, so cool. And I'll say, do you love him? Yes, I love him. Do you love her? Yeah, I love her. But I can't live with her. I can't understand her. Well, it's just so impossible. He's impossible. See, so love doesn't make it work. The reason they can't live with each other is because they don't understand, and they don't have the wisdom, and they don't have the knowledge to make a thing work. They haven't went through the manual about how that Christ loved the church, and how that a man is supposed to love and understand and treat his wife like Christ loved and treated the church. And how the wife is supposed to honor the man and be under subjection to that man. Hallelujah. So, we don't have the understanding to sleep in the same bed. So we've got to find out what was in the mind of the manufacturer when he created the product called family. We've got to get into his mind, and we got to find out, God, what did you have in mind for the product when you wanted a family? What was the purpose? So if you don't know the purpose of a thing, you will abuse it. Did you hear me? The reason you can't put a little child behind the wheel of an automobile. The reason that you can't give children expensive things, because they don't know the real purpose for it, and a lot of times they'll destroy it. But just because other people's marriage don't make it, it's not a commentary on God's purpose and God's product. They didn't know how to handle God's product on a marriage, so they abused it and it died. See, love is an action. It's not a word. Love has to be fed. Did you hear me? And so how do you feed it? Not kissing it 25 times a day and going to bed with it 5 times a day. That's not what love is. Hello, somebody. Love is a tenderness and preferring somebody before yourself. I'd rather you have it than me. I'd rather do without and see you have it and me sit back here and want it. But I'd rather see you eat it and you enjoy it and me sit here with a hunger pain in my body. That's love, honey. See, we've got the wrong concept of what love is. The Bible said, prefer your brother. That's love. Love is to lay down your life for somebody. Not lay down in the bed for somebody. See, this generation has seen more pastors getting a divorce than any other generation. Men full of the Word of God getting a divorce. What kind of message does that send to the congregation? If the pastor can't make it, you know the usher's in trouble. See, if the man that's supposed to be leading and showing me the way is lost, then I'm in trouble. See, let me tell you this. Remember, having a title doesn't mean you have wisdom. Some of the most narrow-minded men I've ever met in my life have been preachers. See, titles don't mean anything to God. Doctor, bishop, prophet, elder. Those are functions, not titles. Did you hear me? Those are functions. Not title. Pastor Lawrence got his Doctor of Divinity about 15 years ago, graduated with a 3.9, and he's never one time ever told anybody that he's a doctor. It's not a, there ain't no such thing as a doctor in the church. The doctors are for the hospitals and for the doctor's offices. Bishops, prophets, elders, they are functions. But man is after a title. Anybody can get a title. Pharaoh had a title. But Moses had a testimony. Ahab had a title. But Elisha had a testimony. They asked me the other night up in the council meeting. They said, what should we address you? Are you pastor? Are you reverend? I said, I'm Darlene Bishop. My life will speak for itself. You don't have to put a title on you. If you are functioning in an office, you won't have to tell nobody. Write this down. The anointing is not a substitute for knowledge. So just because a man's preaching good doesn't mean that he's sleeping right. Hallelujah. If you want to know the purpose of a thing, don't ask another thing. Don't come to me and ask me what I think God wants for your life. That'd be like the car going up to the car and me going and asking another car what's wrong with my car. So don't ask a thing, because the thing don't know what's your thing. I want you to apply that to God's product of marriage. Look what we have tried to do to fix our families and our marriages. We've failed in our marriages, in our families. And where is the first place they try to send us? To a psychologist that's been divorced 3 times. See, you don't go to a failure to find success. You go to the manual. You go to the manufacturer. If psychology was so good, why didn't it work for them when the suicide rate is the highest among psychiatrists and psychologists? And the divorce rate. 60 years ago, we didn't have no such thing, no such science as psychology. And only 10% of the marriages failed. 10 out of 100. Now we got over 50% of them failing in marriages. See, you can't go forward as if we are progressing. We have advanced into digression. We are smarter, but not wiser. We know more, but understand less. See, man defines progress on how far he can move away from God. That's how he defines progress. See, wisdom of the world is foolishness to God. And if progress is only found in the mind of the manufacturer, then all of our answers are in the book. See, marriage was God's idea. And I want to list for you, and I'm not going to get into my list tonight. So what I'm going to do before I go into the list next week, I want to show you how that God started the family and the construction of a thing. Now, we have some builders here, and we know that any builder knows that the first thing that you do, you start building anything, you start with your foundation. God didn't start this family with a couple. He started it with a man. You women might not like it, but he started it with a man. So if you're going to build anything back, every builder knows that you have to start going back and looking at how it was first built. You've got to go back to the original plans. See what's in the foundation, what's in the structure. See, restoration makes you go backwards. If you want to restore an antique, it means you take off all the stuff and you go back to the original. Boys, if you want a mentor, you don't need Brad Pitt or Michael Jackson. You need to go backwards and get a real man. Don't get these deteriorating men now. Go back and find you a mentor that was a real man of God. See, there's a lot of things that's plastic around. And plastic is real cheap. You can go to Kmart, and in the center aisle, you can see these little plastic cups, and they'll say $2 for $1, and underneath there, they've got a whole bin of them. Because plastic's cheap. And there's a lot of plastic things floating around. You know, boys come bebopping up to you. Wait. Plastic. Plastic. See, if you marry plastic when the heat's turned on. Did you hear that? When you marry plastic when the heat's turned on, honey, they're gone. If you're not married, remember one thing, that the real thing is hard to find. Because when you go back to the original, you have to get the thing that was first put in it. And when you got to sometimes, you have to search hard to go back and find the original. Hallelujah. The Bible said, he that findeth. See, you got to look for him. Now look for them. You know, we put that just on men. You go, a man, you know, you find a wife, you find a good thing. Honey, you women better be looking too. Just don't be sitting there and waiting on somebody to find you. You better look out. You better do a criminal check on them. You better do a resume. You better do a credit check. You better be checking it out. This is really going to get good next week, I promise you. You are going to be... I'm just so sad that more people didn't come, but anyway. But God made the foundation first. He put steel in it. Listen to me, girl. He put the right kind of brain in it. He made sure that that brain was not emotional. Because a foundation can't be up one day and down the next. So he made the foundation a man that was a logical thinker, not an emotional feeler. Because you've got to have a sturdy foundation. And it doesn't matter what is built on top. It doesn't matter how good the mama is. It doesn't matter how hard she works. If the daddy's a rotten, no good thing, that family's not going to work. But when that daddy is a strong man of God, a mighty man of God, if he's made in the image of the Almighty God, he's going to provide for his family. He's going to be the high priest of his own. He'll be the one that says, come on and let's pray. He'll be the one that makes you bow your head over the meal. He'll be the one that says, get the kids ready for church. He'll be the one that'll be the teacher. I'm telling you, we've got to go back to the foundation. And we're going to build a home. And we're going to have to start with you men. Stand with me. Hallelujah. 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 Look at somebody. Say, we're starting all over. Starting all over. We're going back. Starting all over. Anybody in here has got a perfect family? You can be dismissed immediately. The rest of us going to start all over. We're going to start all over because we got the manual. And the manual says that we perish before the lack of the knowledge of this word of God. Because all the answers, all the instructions, all the dimensions, all the diameters are in the book. In the book. In the book. Bow your head with me. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now for the families of this church.
don't wanna